"For Carnival this year," he said, "I am dedicating myself to the second anniversary of the night the Fenice became an empty shell. It may remain an empty shell forever. Who knows?" We were joined shortly by Gianpietro Zucchetta, the bearded expert on bridges, canals, acqua alta, sewers, and fire. Zucchetta was accompanied by his wife, both in masks and 18th-century costumes, and a blonde woman who was dressed as a courtesan. After a drink, we climbed into Zucchetta's gondola, the replica of Casanova's, which he had tethered to a pole in the canal in front of De Luigi's house. De Luigi carried a small satchel on board and put it under the felze, out of sight. "That's for later," he said, with a look of bemused expectation. "We're going to do a scherzo, a joke." He turned to me. "Have you ever been arrested by the Carabinieri?" "I haven't had the pleasure," I said. "This could be your night." "Why?" I asked. "Because I'm going to break the law, and anyone with me might be considered an accomplice." De Luigi seemed to enjoy keeping me in suspense, so I did not ask what his scherzo entailed. "Being arrested is good for the soul," he said. "I was arrested for committing obscene acts in public. It happened when I invited the porn star Cicciolina to inaugurate my horse sculpture in St. Mark's Square, and she arrived topless. In a court of law, I was declared an immoral person, a disreputable person." De Luigi chuckled at the thought of it. "But for an artist, a reputation and a disreputation are the same. An artist wants to be recognized, to attract attention. I became famous in Chicago," he went on. "The police removed my paintings of nudes from a gallery on the grounds that I had painted aggressive nipples. Of course, this made me very popular in Chicago." De Luigi had another laugh, then looked up at me. "Does the thought of being arrested worry you?"
"Not if it's for a good cause."
"It's for the Fenice."
"Well, then, fine," I said.
With Zucchetta rowing in front and a professional gondolier handling the stern oar, we made our way to the Grand Canal, where we turned right and headed towards St. Mark's. De Luigi was laughing and joking, but I noticed he was looking up and down the canal, his eyes darting from boat to boat, looking to see who else was on the water, police boats in particular. We were passing the Peggy Guggenheim Museum. "After the war," said De Luigi, "Peggy Guggenheim used to give big parties. The servants would come out when it was over and give us ice cream and cigarettes. Whenever she had a party, my friends and I would stand on the Accademia Bridge and watch her guests dancing on the terrace. One night, Peggy reenacted the sinking of the Titanic. Her father had died on it. She walked from her terrace into the water, completely nude. She took the orchestra with her. She had paid them to do it. The gondoliers had to rescue her. America is not pouring out those crazy people anymore. They were very amusing. They had a sense of theater. They were inventive, creative. Today, Americans are not so amusing."
"Va bene. We will just have to amuse ourselves."